Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And we have our moderator, Tiffany, up in the clouds up there. So,
Yay, hello.
yeah. Woo! So come on in, everybody. It's so good to be back with you. So come on in. Tell us where you're from. Shine your light. That's you shining up your part of the grid. Woo!
I don't know if you guys saw Latte decided she was going to join me. She jumps in behind the chair, but she's the reason my shirt was getting all
And now you're
hairy.
gonna have the other side to match.
I know. I just had to even it out. You guys, can you see that when it reflects all that hair?
You're the only one that sees it. I
It's, oh, I don't know. It's all good. It just means that there's a lot of
it's
love in the room.
well, it's just an extra pattern. It looks like a pattern top. So.
Yeah, there it is. It's just lines and squiggles on my shirt. Anyway, she likes to camp out behind me and keep me company. But I don't know if you guys could hear her coming in. She does this little snort snort thing. Anyways, it was cute. She was snorting and
That's
trying to
fun.
figure out her spot. So cute. All right, so everybody's in there putting their location now. If you guys would like to ask us a question, and we love it when you ask questions because you have great questions,
Yes, we do.
please put Tiffany in capital letters. But you know, the more you love on Tiffany, the more she's going to pick your questions. So, Princess Tiffany, Queen
Oh, so this is about
Tiffany,
bribing Tiffany?
I think it is about bribing Tiffany, don't you think? The better it is, you have to get Tiffany's attention. That's the thing. So,
Okay.
if you want your question asked, you got to get creative about how you're putting her name on there. Plus, she reads them out loud, and we all like to hear it. So, get creative. And for those of you who are commenting, if you are on Facebook, please open it up to its full version so that we're sure to get your comments. And if you're on my personal Facebook, for some reason, those comments don't come through at all. So you need to head it on over to my YouTube page
Or mine.
and or
Mine's
mine.
fully functioning, so it would saves hassle.
There's no hassle. You just go YouTube and type in Tracy Mahan, and it'll bring you right to the show. So then you can comment in there all you want, and it's easier for me to see them later after the show too. So it's kind of fun to go in and read what you wrote. Anyways, you guys, we'd love to hear from you. Just tell us where you're from and ask us a question. So.
Yeah, anything you're really wanting to know, or just metaphysical things. That's what we're, we all as a collective, we tap in and we see what resonates for us.
Yeah,
It's
that's a
fun.
good way to put it. What's resonating?
Yeah, because of all the timelines and simultaneous time, there can be unlimited answers to these questions. So it's a matter of we're tapping into the timeline that we're all on and what resonates to all of us in that
Very nice. All right. That's going to be a lot of fun to tap in with all of you guys. Let's all get our telepathic tap in antennas going. We'll connect.
antennas.
It's like Wi-Fi. We're all sharing the same Wi-Fi signal.
Same band. What is
Yeah.
it? I know you have bandwidth. What is it with Wi-Fi?
I don't know. This is where we're at. This is ascension, you guys. They're rewiring us. And so we're like, ooh.
Yeah. It's like, what do we do with Wi-Fi? We have it. It's a stream. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Just keep going.
Doesn't matter. That's wonderful. Anything cool happen this week?
In general,
Yeah.
I mean, I had some cool personal things happen, but in general, in the cosmos, I think things, maybe some things shifted. I don't know. Would you know that? I mean, if energy shifted, it feels like something happened.
Oh, we're being asked if there's something wrong with the stream. It doesn't appear to be on my end. Tiffany?
No.
Okay, good. We're still on. this is we're just trying to get grounded is what's happening.
Exactly.
So in the universe right now, I think we're just getting some more of the same kind of stuff that we were talking about last week of just really moving through some things. Figuring out what's working, what's not working, and
Not the other go.
there's a lot of people going through, maybe you guys would resonate with this right now, where endings are happening, rather it's relationships, job, there's like no energy to put into it anymore, if that makes sense. It's like I just don't have it in me to keep participating in this.
That one's over.
That one is over.
Done. And we are at a place, it's like, no, don't waste time on things that are done. Let them go. You're into new things. Let's keep moving.
So that's what we want to hear from you guys. How are you doing? How are you guys holding up? Are you guys feeling these waves that are coming in? And how is that working out for you guys? And I'm going to go check my Facebook feed, apparently, see how that's going. So we're going to see what's happening over there.
He
Am
said,
I
"I'll see."
live? Yeah, we're live on my Facebook feed if that's what you're asking.
That's
We've
what's
got
in that
our
Dolores page. So,
the Dolores page. Okay, let me check that one.
he's so multi-talented, she can do all this and talk at the same time.
And talk. Oh, that's a lot.
So I'll try to do something here. La
We
la
are not
la
on
la
the
la.
Dolores page.
All good on them?
We're not on there.
Oh, that is what.
Yeah, so we want to. Is that something I can fix on my end while I
I think
do
so.
it
I
in
think so. I think you're on there. If not, oh my gosh, I'll have to do something. That would not be good.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you guys just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. So, Tiffany, how about you start telling us where everybody's from? Beautiful.
Okay. We have Colorado, Kansas City, Missouri, Michigan, San Antonio, Florida, Portland, Oregon,
Beautiful.
Canada. We have Vancouver, Ontario, Idaho.
Cool.
Miami Beach, New Brunswick, Canada, another Texas, upstate New York, where else? Boston, Vegas, Little Rock,
Oh, Little Rock. Okay. You're in Arkansas.
Northern NSW, Australia,
New South Wales. Cool.
then some more Australia, California.
Very cool. Woo! Keep putting them in, guys. That's you lighting up the grid.
I think it's because we can't get on the Dolores page that
Could be.
we're gonna need all of you to participate.
Only one I'm having issues with is I can't see the right, probably Dolores.
It's the Dolores page. It says it's unable to connect. So we're saying it's sending data. I wanna get all of our audience in on here. That's really interesting. And I even signed in as Dolores. I have identity problems sometimes.
I understand.
Yeah. Did
Oh,
you guys realize that I manifested it so strongly one time that I actually showed up under Julia Cannon when you Google search Julia Cannon, my picture came up.
that's pretty powerful.
That was
Yeah.
powerful manifestation.
Powerful. Identity crisis
Right.
or issues, yeah.
There was something going on there. But yeah, that
Was
somebody
funny.
sent me that and said, "So are you aware that your face pops up?" I'm like, "What?" Anyways, I don't know that we're going to be able to get this page to restore. That's interesting. I tried a bunch of different ways and it's not letting me. So if there's any behind the scenes suggestions, please let me know. And meanwhile, we'll keep talking to everybody. So yeah, the energy, as we were talking about that, we are Instead of protest, the page is in a protest. We have been really looking at changing things, like just keeping. Like literally, I've been talking to so many people that their lives are just like, they're just really changing things. They're selling property and buying something else. I haven't really run into a lot of relationships dissolving per se, but relationships changing. And that's kind of cool because their relationships are shifting. And so what used to work for them isn't working anymore, but they're reinventing it, and doing
Good.
new things with it. It doesn't mean that there won't be relationships that do fall away. Like you were saying, it's done, it's
If it's
complete.
done. And that's, I
So.
think it's a tendency is we hang on to things, even though we know good and well it's over. You
Yeah.
know, just we don't want to leave out of fear of, I don't know what's next. And so I'm going to stay with what I know because this one scares me over here, this whole not knowing thing. And it's like, so that's when the universe has to step in. It's like we get these points. And it's like, and it makes something. That's that 2x4 thing again. And it'll be catastrophic when it happens and the whole world is upset and tumbling. But as soon as it's settled, it's like, yeah, it's what I wanted all along, or I really like that this happened. It really was the best thing. You know, if we're really honest with ourselves, this makes sense. I was done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it takes sometimes it just takes the hindsight. Once you know you're okay, then you can admit, oh, you know what? I wish I would have done that a long time ago. And or, at least tried to change things. Now, one thing I do want to say about relationships, though, is we do have to remember that the other person is mirroring something to us. And so wherever you're getting triggered in that relationship, they're showing you something. And it's kind of like a game of Clue. You got to figure it out. But,
You know, and that's a really good point because sometimes we leave people because of this. Oh, they just keep, I get so aggravated. All these things happen. I'm just going to leave. And the thing is if you haven't figured that out, what it's trying to teach you'll have that continuing in every
yeah.
relationship because it's always going to be there. It's your thing to get worked out. So you're going to keep bringing yourself these mirrors, these wonderful mirrors.
Everything is your mirror. So I guess we will know we made it when we see the love in everybody, right? That's when you know you've made it. But yeah, it's an important thing to pay attention to what's going on around us because, and big reminder to everybody, we can all be at the same event and we're all going to see it different because it goes through our filters, our traumas, our the way we look at the world, our astrology. What's the integers? Is that the other one? We have all these personality things. These are all filters that we will bring this experience through. So it's important to remember that, whatever's going on in life, look at that and ask, what am I learning from this? Or why am I in this experience? Why did I draw that to myself? Sometimes it's just to get you to heal something, but also to just let go of judgment of it. Quit
Judgment's a
judging
big
it.
one. It's a, catch yourself when you do it because it's so easy to do it. It's so easy to judge. It's like if we can catch ourselves sooner and sooner and sooner, a little faster, and just let it go, just stop. I'm going to reprimand a kitty cat right now. Excuse me.
We are having a good time. I just realized that I think I can share. Where's it at?
See what I mean? Is how multi-talented she is. She's talking
We
metaphysics and at the
don't
same time
know.
thinking of another workaround.
I am. I think I can share to the Dolores page and try to get some of our other listeners on here. I have to remember, how exactly do I do that? Nope, not there.
Well, while you
Well,
work on that, do you want to see if we have any questions or kind of
yeah.
start into that?
Let's see what's out there for questions.
Well, I mean, Tiffany's going to look and tell us. I thought you were looking. I'm
Tiffany.
like, no, you're supposed to be working on something else, Tracy.
I'm just going to listen.
Okay.
We have a couple.
Okay.
This is from Cheryl, Tiffany, Princess of the Skies.
Nice.
How does one really collect all their soul fractals? Thank you.
Oh,
Collect their soul fractals.
yeah. And some, I don't know where this got. Okay. I'm gonna try not to judge. Okay. I'm
Yeah,
talking
get out
about
the
this. This is one of
judgment.
my, this is one of my trigger points. And some people make careers out of doing this. Let's get all these things surrounded. Let's get them pulled in together. We got to get your soul to be whole and all these things. And I have never found that to be the case, is that we have fractured souls and they're all in places and they're all messed up and stuff like that. It's like we have pieces, like our whole core, like I've talked about that before, like that main part, it sends down shoots of itself to all these different time periods, space events, whatever you want to call them, having experiences that go back. Now, when it gets to there, all these experiences are feeding to the core. I guess what maybe that is trying to do is like, well, let's collect all these pieces and parts and put them back to the whole. Maybe is that what that means? I've just never gotten anything that indicates that
This is
need.
where Julia and I get to agree to disagree sometimes, and that's what we do. But I think so. For me, soul fragments are when you experience like a trauma as a child or something like that, and it kind of robs you of something. Like it robs you of some of that childhood. Well,
Is that the
there's an
soul or is that the personality? Is that the consciousness that's having that experience? I mean, the soul is
Well, I mean,
soul.
when we're
A soul
doing,
is.
if you're doing a soul retrieval, a lot of times, even when we're looking at the body and different things like that, I think we're all just calling the same thing something different.
Okay.
But like if there's say an ache or pain in my body and it turns out that it came from when I was 7 years old and this traumatic event happened
Just trying to talk.
and it's still an energetic imprint on my body and it's creating an ache or pain, right? So then you go back to that 7-year-old and look at that from a different perspective and find the healing in that. And then what I do as a practice is bring that healed version of the 7-year-old back to the soul. So that's how I do it.
Yeah, but okay. I get it. I get what you're saying, but I don't see that as a soul. The soul is whole and perfect, and it's just, and it's the personality, it's the consciousness, it's our body that's going through these different parts. I mean, actually, it's a body we're housing our soul in. I'm gonna have to talk this out a little bit. So our soul is in this, things happen, but they're all for the learning and the experience, and we have experiences to learn. And some things are very, very traumatic. I get it, but yeah, and that's when we, but we're learning things from it, and that's what the soul comes in to learn. I just have never gotten that the soul fragments or the soul does these things, it fractures or anything like that. Anyway, but I could be wrong. I've just
Well,
never.
this is probably where we go back to belief systems too. Yeah. So, and again, it could be, like I said, it could be that we're just calling the same thing something different.
Possible.
Like it could be my soul or my personality imprint of that experience was fractured, whatever you want to call it. There's something traumatic that happened that shifted. It was a pivotal moment that shifted how you respond to the world.
Right. But I think this question, where I've heard, because what you're saying is like has to do with the life. I've seen, I mean, can we have these things happen in other lives? It's happening. And that's where we go understand what happened there. And then when we get to the higher self, it's saying, yeah, but that's with that life. It doesn't have anything to do with this life, but sometimes we will carry things over. But I still don't see a place to collect all these fractals. It's like these are all experiences that are happening out there. So that's,
I
I'm
think they're,
understanding the question a little.
yeah, I don't think that it's, I don't think our soul is not like little pieces of our soul have been disconnected from our
I
soul.
think that's what this
It's there are
question.
wounds within the soul that need, that I'm not going to say need, that could benefit or shift. I don't know, because they're all
Need
judgment
understanding.
words, right?
Maybe just, yeah, need understanding, have understanding, something to learn, to get the learning.
Yeah, that might have an opportunity to learn from. And when you do, then it can shift again back into a more desirable frequency, maybe is a way to put it.
Or, yeah, just hire something.
See, this is what we do, guys. We do this on the phone too. Well, now what about this? What if it's this way?
Well,
And
so I
that's why
will
we like.
say that I think that the interpretation has to do literally with pieces, because the person's following up saying, why do people say you have to get them all gathered in order to ascend?
Yeah, no.
So.
And that's the way I was taking it. It was like, it's like you have all these fract, because they're calling it fractals. And it's like, and I've heard this before, people are saying, well, we have to go round them all up. And it's like, round what up? There's nothing happening. I mean, it's like, these are all, it's the
Their
soul.
experiences. Yeah.
Exactly.
So your soul is not your experiences, but the experiences can linger, and then there can be healing around that. And like I was saying, those experiences can affect how you're responding to the world, how you're reacting to things.
Within this life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And healing that can help you to reach higher, different frequencies and vibrations and experiences.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say no. You do not have to round up all these. It does. It's not happening out there anyway. It's like, that's not something. That's not anything I've ever gotten or seen or anything. I don't see it
I
that way as
think
far as rounding everything
the
up
most
in order to
important
ascend.
thing
It's, I feel like the
is,
people are putting all these requirements on ascending. We're already
oh
doing
yeah.
it, you know? And it's like, just do it. Just allow it to happen. It's happening already. You don't have to do X, Y, Z to jump through the hoop. It's just.
Just fall in love with your life and be the
Exactly.
best version of yourself, and you're going to be just fine.
Absolutely.
And along the way, you might heal a couple of things that happened. But yeah, that would be the impossible if I think if we had to go round up a
All of our pieces
all
out
of those
there, that's not
experiences
helpful.
are what made us who we are, that got us to this path of ascension in the first place. So they're actually amplifiers of ascension.
Good.
So there, that makes that answer easier. They're all part of the ascension, and they're already done. Already done. The
It's already
experience
done. Look at
was
there.
part of the ascension.
Yeah, so see, you came in thinking you have all this work to do, and actually you're already done. Now what are you going to do?
Just love life and have fun.
Just love life, love yourself. Yeah, exactly.
That was a good question, and I love that you made
Very
us
good.
think,
Yeah.
especially when I was distracted and trying to get the Dolores
You got your
Patreon, which
attention.
I was not successful. It would not let me share it either. So
Okay.
there's something going on with the Dolores page. So I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's not friendly towards me. It's saying no to our restream, and it's saying no to me. So,
To look into it. I wonder if there's, can we put a message on the Dolores page that says go to.
well, I put a link on there to one of the live feeds
Okay.
from my page, which I don't know if that was the one to put on there, but it's. All it will do is show the link, and it's not showing it. Yeah, he's saying it's on an active strike. Yep, I agree. It is not budging, but there's a reason for that.
Exactly.
And we got the perfect audience here with us right now, so we're going to focus on that. And I think we're ready for another question.
I do too.
Now I can shake all of that off and be ready. Oh, we didn't even have to call Tiffany
She knows
Butterfly in the Sky. She just unmuted.
it. Well, now I'll wait.
Oh, Tiffany, oh dear Butterfly in the Sky, Goddess, Queen, Princess on all high. Do you have another question for us?
Nope, all done.
Okay. Bye,
Just
guys.
kidding.
It's been, oh.
It's been a fun 26 minutes.
We're
Enjoy
out.
the rest of your evening. Princess Tiffany, I have been experiencing great stagnation in many areas of my life. I have drawn divinations for myself, and everything that comes up tells me to stand still or pause. I'm confused.
Well, sometimes we have rest times.
We do. It just made me want to draw a card.
Go for it.
We'll
And it's
just
going to say,
see.
it's going to be the
I
hangman.
just want to see if you get the hangman. Temperance. What are we going to draw for you? But yeah, sometimes we do get pauses. In fact, I had one part of my life where I felt like I was on pause for like 3 years. And, we say pause, but when I asked about that time frame, what I got for that was that I came here to experience the third dimension, and I was never cut off from spirit, but it was seemingly like I wasn't having that same connection that I had before. And it was because my soul wanted to just be steeped in the 3D. Like I was going through dark night of the soul stuff and all kinds of stuff, and I needed to be
Wanted
in
to really
3D.
feel it.
Yeah. It's like you came here to feel it, feel it. Okay, so we got a Knight of Cups. So something new is coming in, being offered to you. High Priestess, Page of Wands. Yeah, you're gonna get leveled up. So something new's coming and something you're gonna be passionate about, but you're probably just energetically getting prepared for it, and that's why you feel like you're in a hiatus. You're being worked on, and you're probably doing a lot of work in the etherical or dream state. That is also probably part of the why it feels slumpy or boring in your awakened state, because you're doing the work in the dream state.
I had a similar thing you were talking about, and I just remembered I had a time where it was like that. It was like everything was just in slow motion. It just stopped, and it was like, I'm like, what is going on? I was ready to go, let's do something. And so I kept checking in. I was like, so what is this about? And they said, you need your rest. We're readying you. Things coming. We've got to get you prepared. You need to rest.
Yeah, like think about that. If you were going to start a new job, you'd have to go through training. By the way, this card showed up, which is like lots of options are coming. But if you were like doing training for a new job and stuff before you actually get launched into it, so maybe you're going to school in that dream state. Maybe you're being taught something or being downloaded and getting prepared, whatever it might be. So I see. My future fortune telling part of me sees something really good coming for you, and you're going to have options.
You'll be like,
Question.
oh, everything's crazy now. I
Yeah.
Why didn't you use the kitty cat cards?
Oh.
Oh.
Get this down for you. Yes. Okay. There we go. We will see what the cats have to say. Tiffany knows that my opinion of the kitty cat cards is that none of the pictures match the actual card, and it makes it confusing to read them because then I have to think about the card and what it means.
Yeah.
Let's see what the kitty cat has to say.
Did they
King of
not have pencils?
Wands, and it's playing with a lizard on a line, so or a little toy on the end of a fishing stick thing. So, King of Wands. I'm just going to say you're going to be really passionate about something, and you're going to be really good at it. And then you're going to be like Julia was saying, slow down, I need a rest.
Yep.
Or you're going to be so excited about it that you're just going to be going strong 7 days a week, and it won't even faze you. And you'll
Yeah,
be like us and not know what day of the week it is.
exactly. But you are being prepared, so just know that. All every season has a reason. This is the season of rest.
You're also getting questioned. What was your first deck? Yep, there you go.
I saw that pop up. That's just the gold foil tarot card, is what it's called.
Is it the weight deck just in
Yeah.
gold?
Yeah. And they're pretty and they're kind of fun. They're sparkly.
Shiny.
So, okay.
My cat
Our
will
next
read
question.
your tarot using those cards.
What's that?
Remember we had Percy read
Oh,
our cards
yeah.
using those cards? Yeah.
Yes, Percy's a good reader. Percy is Tiffany's cat, a very friendly, loving soul.
You have the scars to prove it.
A blood pact, Tracy.
Is. We are packed. We are so bonded. It is strong between us. Okay, what's our next question?
This question is from Harmony. Princess Tiffany, I can't get to a hypnosis state from others. What can I do so I can get there?
Trust that you're under. People think
And
that they're going to be out.
yeah,
And I just had a
have
session.
expectations of what you think that is, that state is. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times my client will do this. And I've made it a point to let people know you could be very conscious, like you're awake.
Very aware. Yeah.
When I go under, I'm hyper aware. And so I kind of
Me
describe that
too.
to them. I'm like very aware and like above and beyond what I would normally be.
Yeah, you're picking up
And
things.
I'm out. Like they'll ask me a question and I'm like, blah, 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 but I'm very aware. And then when you bring me out, I'm like, okay, I remember everything. And then they're like, do you remember this? Oh, I forgot all about that. So trust your under. It's such a different place with us because the veil has thinned so much, like no veil. And so people that, in the past, we used to feel like we kind of knocked out a little bit and got into that subconscious mind or that higher self. Well, now there's no veil. So the higher self in you are kind of like, you're hanging out all day long. And so it doesn't feel very different. And that can be confusing. So just trust that you're under, go with those first thoughts. There are going to be some good answers if you trust that.
Yeah, you're talking about like in the past, and what we've had is higher selves telling us that before, like my mom, everybody went out, and that's when she wrote her books and she was telling all this stuff. This is what will happen. And it doesn't happen that way anymore. And that's why people think, oh, no, it's not happening for me. But at that time, see, the conscious minds couldn't handle the information that was being expressed by the higher self. It couldn't handle that there was even a higher self. And so that's why it had to be put into an amnesic state. And then this information could come through. But that veil, our evolution, all these things have happened. So our conscious minds have evolved and to accept and cooperate. And so now they can understand and handle this part of ourselves.
I
And
always call it the 100th monkey effect. It's like I'm gonna get the t-shirt and the hat because it all of it can be explained with that. It's been done so many times. It's in the collective conscious. When you sign up for that QHHT session, you're telling the higher self and source, I'm gonna do this session. It starts happening right there. All the stuff that everybody's done before you downloads. And so when you get to your session, you're there. It doesn't take very much.
So
So, yeah.
yeah, how do I do it? Yeah, trust and allow. Trust that you are under, allow it to happen and just go with it and just see how it goes. If you're constantly analyzing it, and I'm not under and try, okay, at what point am I? No, I'm not under, I'm not under. You are shutting down the process and you're actually keeping yourself out of it, out of the, you are actually under, but you're the one doing it. You're shutting down the whole session. So just go with it. Like I had a really strong conscious mind in the beginning. I would do all that talking and jabber, jibber, jabber, and I mean just go, you know this is crazy, da da da. And I finally just had to treat it like a game. It's like, what do we got to lose to play the game? Let's
What are
just see
you
what
gonna do?
happens, you know? And that allowed the conscious mind to quiet down just to go with the flow. It might pop up again. It's like, come on. And I'm like, let's just see, you know, and then allowed it to keep going. And as you do that, see more starts unfolding. It's just a matter of allowing for the information to come in.
Absolutely. You're going to have great sessions, every one of you, when you just trust that you're under, you allow that flow, have some fun with it, and just pop out that answer.
Yes.
Cool.
The
All right.
very first thing that comes to mind, go
Very
with it. That's the
first.
answer.
I was trying to think of a question to ask Julia just so she could demonstrate, but then my mind went blank.
Happen. But
Yeah.
you're good at those games
Sometimes
when you remember them.
when I remember them, asking those questions, what could I ask? All right, little buttercup in the sky.
Buttercup now.
Hey, she gets all the special names. What's our next question?
So I will first say, Sarah, hopefully you're still listening, because you will have to do follow-up questions or
Uh-oh.
answers.
Sounds like
So,
one for you.
yep, Princess Tiff Tiff. I keep getting ovarian cysts or endometriosis. I have tried so hard to analyze it and I just don't know what to do.
Okay, first follow-up question is when did the symptoms begin? So I need that. So we'll go on to something else, but yeah, you're gonna have to start feeding in. And then I'll tell you what that area represents or anything, but I want this other information first. So when did the symptoms start?
Okay, so while we're on hold with that, is there another question?
This is from Donna. To the most magnificent Tiffany that ever was and ever will be, does your
Ooh.
soul have a personality? And if so, is it the same or different throughout all lifetimes?
A really good question.
Well, I'm going to just look at that analytically and say, in each lifetime we choose different astrology, and the astrology will play into the personality and your belief systems and map of the world. I would say that you probably overall have a personality with your soul, but that the soul probably wants to take on many different personalities. I know in visiting past lives, I've been a real jerk. I've been all kinds of interesting things,
See, if you think about, we're playing these roles
yeah,
in
we
this
want to
life. We're, it's like we're
experience things.
acting, so we probably are taking on different roles and different.
Yeah. But I think the soul overall,
Has
I
a
would
personality.
say, I'd say it has a personality for
Yeah.
sure.
Okay. And let's carry it to the one step further. Mom had that. She was really concerned with that. And when she was getting in, like, some of the more advanced convoluted universe material, and they were talking about how when we the personality, this conscious body, whatever, this dies, what happens to the soul? And it gets reabsorbed back into the whole, the source, that kind of absorbs back in there. And she's like, but do I what am I still going to have a personality? Is this going to happen? And she was like, if I'm absorbed into the whole, what happens to me? And they're like, oh, you still have your personality, you still are you. And so that's, yeah, anyway. Because that was a concern. She didn't want to be absorbed into the mass nothingness, whatever that is, like be a big blob.
Yeah, but it kind of makes you think about the evolution of everything too, because that's an attachment that we have to our personality and our
Is.
bodies and
That's true.
our, the role that we're playing in these lives. And yeah, it's
But I mean,
interesting.
this is an aspect of our soul. This personality is, as well as all the other personalities. So they all contribute to that. That is us. That is each one of us. And then all of those contribute and go on to the
Yeah,
bigger.
these guys are asking the deep of deep questions. My head hurts.
Here's another deep question, Tracy.
Okay.
Oops, where did it go? Where can you tell everyone about your necklace you're wearing?
This one. I wish I could. I know it is a. I don't know what kind of stone it is, but my friend Graziel in Malta, Italy, this is one of her lines. And I just got to finally meet her in person on the Egypt trip. And so when I put this on today, I thought it was fun because one, it's kind of shaped like a and it was just calling to me today to wear it. So she sends it with a really beautiful chain. I, however, have an allergy to the metals, and if I let it sit on my neck, I just sit there and scratch up my neck all day. And then you guys have seen me; I get bright red. So I wear it with a cord, but it comes with a real beautiful chain that goes with it. And anyways, but somebody else probably knows what stone this is. I'm really, really bad about some of the stones.
Tell if you get it close to the camera, maybe
I can try. These are. Making me strip down on the. Okay.
I have no idea.
Somebody's going to know and they're
Yeah,
going to
they
shout
will.
it out.
Yeah.
But anyways, I love her stuff and I've got several pieces. It's just
Nice.
fun to be able to switch things around. So, anyways, thank you for asking. Okay. Next deep question.
Well, back to Sarah.
Oh, yay.
So it started in 2020. She is 34 years old, has read Soul Speak, has had meditation, had QHHT, Reiki, etc. It comes and goes. I just had a long break and then they started coming back again. I think I'm almost overthinking and can't pinpoint it. It's making me cray cray.
Yeah, okay, so the symptoms started in 2020. What was going on in your life at that time in general? Just what was
That
going
could have been re-triggered just recently, as
on? Well, we'll get
she
to
had a
that in a minute,
break.
but what was going on in your life at that time? If you do that, that can make them analyze it too much. And so that's why you want to just. So that's our next question. What was going on in your life at that time?
Okay.
Okay, next question.
From Cat Flow Reiki. During the QHHT session, is it okay to ask questions about your significant other and would you get answers?
Yeah, if it's appropriate, you'll get answers and you can ask questions.
People do that all the time. Yeah, I think that's probably the strongest point is if it's appropriate, then you'll get the answer. Usually there's an answer. Even if the answer is not about the other person and comes back to you and they'll tell you what why you're drawing that in. So,
Right. Yeah.
yeah. So, okay. That was an easy one.
Okay. Tina makes it happen.
Okay. Way to go, Tina.
Princess of the Fairies, Tiffany. Are there souls that have come here for the very first time, or are all souls have multiple incarnations as we learn on this earth school?
Okay, so it's saying coming here,
Here
like
meaning
coming to
Earth.
Earth. So it's like either is it their first life period or the first life on Earth? Because that's two different things. And my mom was talking about the volunteers. A lot of times she was saying a lot of them, she said they came directly from source and that was their first life period. And some people do fall into that.
I'm not one of
Maybe
them.
neither. and some
Apparently,
people,
really like this place.
this is their first life on Earth. I'm not one of them either. But some people, it's their first life. They've had many other lives in many other places, galaxies, dimensions, other things, and we all fall into that category. And then some people have had, nobody has had all their lives here and not anywhere else. We are old beings.
Everyone's an old soul. But some people are old souls here, like they've had many lives, and
Yeah, but I think, yeah, exactly, 'cause, and that's why we know Earth very well. and that was necessary to help those that are coming in. It's really good to help those that are coming in that have no basis of understanding this place. They need the help of those that have been here a while to help understand kind of how this
well,
place.
and my understanding of a volunteer that has come in that's an old soul from Earth, been in many lifetimes here on Earth, is that the ones that have been here many times has evolved and were able to move out of their density, and then they volunteered to come back and help
Help.
others
That
to
makes sense.
get out. And then there's the ones that are brand new to this Earth, just trying to help bring in the frequencies and stuff.
Yeah, and you
So.
can kind of tell who's who.
If you're if you're an old soul volunteer, you're going to get real protective of the newbies. You just want to, I mean, I know I do. It's like, oh, you're new here. Let's shield you a little. No. This is a third density. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a lot of it's a really hard place to be if you've never been here before.
And that's how you can tell the ones that are really affected. They've probably not been here much. We're all seeing these things. We're all aware of them, but those that have been here a while, it's like it's an understanding or something. And somehow we can just go, that's the way it is. That's part of life here, and just look at it differently rather than, oh my gosh, why do all these things happen? Because that's how somebody really, really sensitive, there's like, it's devastating. And like I said, we all see it. We all are aware of it, but it's affecting us differently based on, I guess, how we've been here. Not saying
Agreed.
we're callous or anything like that. It's a different understanding of the place, under of the environment, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Ding
Choose
dong.
what you want
Tiffy.
to have in your world. Back
Yes. What do you want?
to Sarah.
Right?
I am a creative and I stopped, but I did start being creative again a few months ago. But honestly, I have lost my passion for it. I've always loved acting and I feel I don't love it anymore and upset about that because I want that spark back.
There you go. That's it right there. Because your uterus, all the part that you're talking about is the uterus, and that's the creativity. That's the woman's creative area. And so anything going on in that area means that something is happening in her creative life. Either you're trying to have a baby and it's not happening, or you're trying to be creative. You're trying to be, doing something from that artistic realm, that creation realm, and it's not happening. Something's happening. So that's what it's trying to tell you. Yeah, you're having issues here in this part. So it's a matter of you just talk to it. What is it you want me to know? What do I need to know to go forward? What do I need to understand? What are you trying to tell me? All those things, and just keep asking questions. If you've been watching the last several weeks, you've seen how I got a message. And then I asked a question, I got an answer. And then a week later, I'm like, I'm still like, that wasn't enough for me. So I'm like asking more questions. You can always go back in there and get more questions and more answers. So just keep asking and you will get. And if the clearest stuff happens when you're off guard, it's like you're doing something that's totally consuming the conscious mind. It can be washing the dishes, driving the car, mowing the lawn. Or in my case, it was like in the morning hours. I was waking up and I'm just in that nice little state right before I'm waking up. And for some reason, I just started thinking about this and I just started asking. And oh my gosh, the most beautiful, clear messages just came right in. And so I'm like, oh, well, since I'm hearing you so beautifully, how about can I ask more questions? I need more information. It's okay to get more information.
I should have thought of that this morning. But I had a different experience with that, but it was still a very good experience. We had rented a dumpster or reserved a dumpster to clear out our garage and get rid of some things and things that had been stored there that it's just time to go. And today they were picking up the dumpster. But what do? I wake up and I went, that thing in the backyard that I wanted to get rid of, I forgot, and I need to get it in the dumpster before they pick it up. And but I didn't want to wake anybody up by making noise kidding. So, because it was early, it was like 6 a.m. So I had to wait. I was patiently waiting. Anyways, I got it in the dumpster, and right after I walked in the door, here comes the truck to pick up the dumpster. So I was like, "Thanks, guys." But had I thought about it, I was in the zone. I could have asked more questions, and not about a dumpster, about some other things. Yeah.
That's when those thoughts, and it's really cool. I mean, you'll have these things happen, and like I'll when that, now it's like also when that's happening, then I'll get a phone call later or something, and it's somebody else was thinking it was like we were on the same track at the same time. So we're picking up in these ways. Or you're in the zone at that point of
Yeah.
whatever the telepathic highway or something, as well as your higher self.
Like that. We kind of do something with that, the telepathic highway.
Yeah, I like that. That came in.
That You mean that was from Tiffany? She
Oh, yeah,
sent
Tiffany.
that to you telepathically, Tiffany in the sky.
Only if
Tiffany.
it's at 3 a.m., then I send emails to myself and to my workers, my coworkers. So that's where my brain's at.
Oh, yeah,
3 a.m.
I'm not on the
3 a.m.
3 a.m. wake-up call.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Tiffany, telepathic Tiffany in the clouds. I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, and I think this would be a good one to potentially end on.
Okay.
This is from Fawn. Beautiful Tiffany, how can we as a collective help humanity spread more love, peace, and tranquility in these uncertain times instead of them projecting their yuckiness onto others?
That is why you're here.
Yeah.
That's why all the waves are here. That's exactly it right
It's
there.
this is the time we keep saying it, you guys. This is the time we signed up for. If you feel like you identify with the volunteers, this is the time that we hold space and we don't get sucked in. And I was having that conversation with a friend 2 days ago, where it's like I didn't realize I got sucked into something, and he made a comment and I responded really quick. He goes, "Whoa, was that a trigger?" And I was like, "Oh man, I didn't even realize how I sounded to him." And it took him saying that to me that made me, "Whoa, you're right. I got sucked in." It's really easy to get caught up in some of this stuff, you know? And it was like, "Thank you for pointing that out to me." I was truly grateful that that he knows me well enough to point that out to me. So, anyways, yeah, we're in a time where we're supposed to be holding the space and the love and trust that our path, everything going on right now, it is happening for a reason, and to trust it.
Well, I remember, it's the waves, that's their whole purpose, is bringing this energy in to help humanity. That's the whole thing. That's why you're here. And so it's just about being. So, and I know we always want to do something. How can I do this or anything? Well, you just be you, and your energy emits, and that's affecting everybody within your vicinity. It goes out quite a ways. But if you will do the how you can enhance that, I think the best thing you can do to enhance it, to make it even better, is do what you love. Do your bliss. And then what that does is that creates this beautiful, loving energy that you have with yourself and that joy. And then that's what you're emitting out, rather than you have to work so hard to emit love and peace. You just be love and peace with yourself. And that
Yeah,
goes
yeah.
out. That's how it affects everybody.
And when we say do what you love, sometimes that means, you're gonna go off and build a practice of some sort. But it could also just mean you like to go for walks in the park, or play with your animals, or just do something you love. Do the art, dance. There was somebody that I was talking to the other day, and all I wanted to do was move my feet. And I said, "Is there any chance that you like to dance?" And she goes, "Yeah, and I just haven't done it lately." I'm like, "Man, I'll do it for you, because it's coming through. Our bodies are screaming at us, move, dance, sing, play, do those things. It's
Yeah,
important."
our bliss does not have to be a job. It does. I mean, that's great if you can get all of that wrapped up in one package to be your occupation. And I think that's sometimes what we think it's supposed to be, but that isn't necessarily it. Sometimes you have a job to make ends meet, to XYZ, to provide that something so that you can have a hobby over here that is what you really love to do. And that's, but make
Right,
sure
work
that you are
hard.
doing what you really love to do somewhere in your life so that that's the energy that you are sharing.
Yeah. Something else that, and I'll make this quick because I know we're running out of time, but something else that a couple of years ago became very important to me, and it might help people. Put something fun on your calendar. And once you do the fun thing, if you don't have anything else on your calendar fun, put something else fun on there. Something to look forward to. It's actually really important. It helps keep us in that, when you got something to look forward to, it's like, okay, I've got 4 more days of work and then I get to go do this thing, And so put something fun on your calendar to look forward to. It's a very important thing. Even if it's a little thing, put it on there.
So speaking of things to look forward to,
Let's do it.
let's do it. Like next week, we're going to get
2 more
together
days.
in Asheville with a whole bunch of us, so that's something to look forward to. We
Yeah,
have
you guys won't see us next Friday. Actually, the next 2 Fridays.
Exactly. So because we're going to be in Asheville, North Carolina.
Those of you who are in Asheville, you will see us.
True. Yeah.
I should get on and make it the Tiffany show.
You are welcome to do that, and I would definitely stop whatever I'm doing to watch it.
Just kidding. Continue.
And so that's, if you want to, if you're inclined, this is like-minded people, everybody. If this is something that just, I want to be with people. I want to have fun. I want to, because we have fun at these retreats. So anyway, QHHTofficial.com. And if you'll use the code 5DLOVE, that'll get you $300 off the already reduced price. So it's a really, really good deal. So
Really good
anyway,
deal.
and then in June, the three of us and Trina Sheeran will be on a cruise
Cruising.
around Iceland. Hey, that's gonna be
I
fun.
know. I got to meet one of our Iceland people today, so it was fun to to get to know one of the peoples that's going to be on the cruise with us. But yeah, we're excited to see you guys and play with you guys. And so join us for Asheville, join us for Iceland. Just join us.
Just
Come
join us.
on.
Yeah, and that
Iceland
information
is
that
at
Tracy gave.
tracymahan.com, by the way. TRACIEMAHAN.com. And all the information's under the Iceland link.
Yeah, and then if anything QHHT, if you want to be a practitioner, if you want to have a session, like you could have a session with Tracy. She's on the site. Go to QHHTofficial.com. We have how to get take a course. We have how to find a practitioner to get a session. And Tracy has a coupon code if you do want to take a course.
We're talking really fast because he gave us like this.
Yeah.
The code is the magic is real. All one word, the magic is real, gets you 10% off. Okay, guys. See you in 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm here in 2 weeks. See you next
I'm
week
here.
if you're going to
If you're
Asheville.
in Asheville, we'll see you next week. But
Yeah,
we'll see
absolutely.
you here in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Bye,
Love
everyone.
you.
Bye,
Bye.
Tiffany. Bye.
Thank you.